Hey, I'm WC Chronicles, and it's time to get your nerd on news for Tuesday, August 22. It's the day after the eclipse, and I'm going to be posting two of these podcasts up one after the other because I'm going to be traveling and got some things to do. But hey, Bonnie Tyler, she is back on the number one iTunes charts. She teamed up with the dance band TNZ, or how you pronounce it, Dance, D-N-C-E, and with Royal Caribbean Cruises. During the eclipse, they did an abridged, edited version of it that was in the totality of 2 minutes and 48 seconds. Now, she's done a lot of interviews. She's done a lot of, there's some clips of the song being shown on the Royal Caribbean Cruise website. But you know what? Nobody has the complete song. I hope she has recorded it and plans on releasing it. I think the hype would have been cool if they had actually pulled it together and released it, recorded it live and released it immediately right from the ship's deck. But they can't do that. But you know what? Hey, what's nice about it is the fans can. And here is from a fan video of Total Eclipse of the Heart live from the Oasis, which is the name of the ship. It was done at sea. Alright, so there you have Bonnie Tyler doing Total Eclipse of the Heart. That was from the Oasis ship. And also to note that during her YouTube video, during the hour of the eclipse as it made its way, she saw an extra, about 205,000 YouTube hits on her video. So obviously some people were streaming it and listening to it. If you ever never bought it or listened to it, go check it out. It's on YouTube. It's pretty good. Have a good day.